today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I have great news. I'm so excited.
That's great, Patrick. What's the news?
Wingtip Sloat is going to be opening up for Slipknot.
Wow, that's incredible. Where is this going to be?
Oh, just in my dreams.
Okay, we have an appearance by the dog.
Shadow.
Shadow dog has just joined us. Hey, Shadow. Okay, and now the boy is going to come take the dog.
Yep.
There we go. All right. Thank you. All right, so it is the last week of the 2019 Favorites Listener Series.
Yep.
I'm going to open this beer. Oops, sorry, guys. Sprayed some foam. But I'm drinking this in celebration of the fact that this is the last week, and it's been great. It's been quite a journey.
What an amazing time. Yeah, it really has been amazing.
People have recommended stuff from all over the place, all kinds of music. It's really great. You know, quite a bit that I was unfamiliar with,
totally,
which I really like.
Well, I'm just looking here at my Spotify at how many new albums I've added since we started doing this, and they're all from people recommending them that I hadn't heard. So keep it coming.
So one thing I have to tell the listeners real quickly here. After we introduce ourselves, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us all week here in the basement is...
It's Nick Scalera.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Nick. Guys.
So, I didn't plan this very well.
Okay.
And there's a couple of reasons for it, but people may recall that when we started this, like the first week in January, we were doing like one or maybe two calls per episode.
Right.
And now we're doing like, this week we're going to be like four calls per episode. So it's very backloaded, and part of it is because we didn't cut off the submissions until we were already into the first week recording.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of like planning out one or two per episode, we should be fine. And of course we got a flurry of stuff after that first week, and now we're gonna just really be going crazier. So you guys are gonna get a lot of music recommendations this week. All right,
I'm ready. Strap in.
All right, so here is today's first call.
Gentlemen, Happy New Year from the great state of Nebraska. This is Paul Trapp out in Omaha, and I think I am making my very first call to Rockin' the Suburbs, and I will admit I've been a little hesitant to do so because I do enjoy hearing Jim read my emails on the show in his rich FM radio voice, and it's also a little bit weird to be making this monologue into a phone by myself, but I am going to give it a try because I very much want to get a copy of that mixtape. So best song of 2019, usually over the course of the year, I become obsessed with a song and I will defend it against all comers. And that just did not happen this year, and I don't have a reason for it. So instead, I would like to give you a couple songs that came out in 2019 that made a big impression on me when I heard them live for the first time. And the first was from a band called Control Top. They are a three-piece from Philly, and they played a dive bar here in Omaha. And their set snapped my spine into alignment and cleared my sinuses. They are a force. And the lead singer does a lot of screaming, but she enunciates every word clearly, which is pretty impressive. And when the dust settled, the song lodged into my brain is called Covert Contracts. So give that a spin and see if it gets your attention too. The other song I wanted to mention was from a band we haven't heard from in a while, and that's the Nude Party. They had braved a snowstorm to play a set here in Omaha, and I got to talk to the guys in the parking lot after the show. They introduced me to their new ride as they have retired their Chevrolet van, and they are now traveling in a used hotel shuttle bus. So I know we'll all be anxious to hear what kind of song they write about that. But during their set, they played a new song. And, in the old days, if a band played a new song, it just had to live on in your fuzzy memory. But thanks to YouTube, I've been enjoying a pretty clear recording of it that they made at South by Southwest this past spring. And the song is called What's the Deal? And like all Nude Party songs, it's loose, it's shaggy, feels like it's held together by rubber bands. And it is sung from the perspective of an elderly gentleman who is on his deathbed, who is not quite ready to go. And that just shows the young kids in this band are old souls. And hopefully they will give it a proper release this year, and this will serve as a musical preview for 2020. I did see some other great shows this past year. I was rescued from the mosh pit at a Slipknot concert, which is actually a pretty delightful story that actually has a Wingtip Sloat component to it. I also met Robert Plant, and Jim had told the story earlier this year where he had lunch next to Conan O'Brien, and he played it cool. I was no Jim Linehan. I was that kid from Almost Famous running down the hall saying, Robert Plant, touch this pen. I'm happy to report Robert Plant could not have been nicer to me. And I also want to bring up my favorite show of the year, which was in a backyard in Detroit by the band called Space Skull. And during the course of the show, the lead singer fired up a chainsaw and decapitated their drummer, who miraculously somehow kept playing and finished the show. And I bring it up because I know you have listeners in Detroit, and they should look Space Skull up on their Facebook page. They play about once a month, and they are a blast and a guaranteed good time. Guys, thank you for such a great year's show. So many great episodes. Replacements Week, Patrick's Road Trip. I very much enjoyed Jim's discussion with the working musician out of Toledo. Thanks to all the listeners who contributed such great stuff, especially those who made fill-in shows. That was all great ear candy. Thanks to your interns, Sam, Matt, and everyone else. And a special thanks to your families who share the both of you with all of us. And I appreciate that. And I would just like to say I am very much looking forward to your 2020 Rockin' the Suburbs Across America road trip. And when you get out here to Omaha, we'll go to Honky Tonk out on the plains. We'll hit some of our other live music venues. We'll swing by a cemetery to pay our respects to the inventor of Top 40 radio. We'll hit a couple used record stores, one that will make you weep openly and not for the reasons you might think. And we'll get you fueled up on some Nebraskan corn-fed beef before you get back out on the road. And with that, thanks for everything, and farewell from the frozen tundra.
All right, how about that?
I just feel warm and happy inside. It's amazing to hear from Paul. He's such a great person, and that's one of the greatest things about this podcast, that we got to know Paul and hang out with him, and he's just a really great guy all around, and he just knows so many things, and he's done so much funny stuff in his life. It's so great.
I want to publish the Paul Trapp memoir.
Yeah, seriously.
There are going to be, you know, chapter after chapter of good stories.
Yeah.
In that, right? He always has a funny or interesting story to go with, like, his really just daily experiences.
Right.
So many that he wouldn't even share them on the call. He just allude to them, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Pique your interest.
Yes.
Slipknot and Wingtip Slow. It's a pretty powerful combination.
We got to hear what that's all about, yeah. Right?
Totally. I'm driving out there.
And then we should also mention that Paul Trapp was just our first listener of the week.
Yes, he was.
Featured in the Suburbs Pod newsletter, yep. Which if you go to our website, suburbspod.com, you'll see a little thing in the nav there where you can
click
sign
on the
up
newsletter.
For the, yeah, whatever I'm trying to say. You can put your email totally. Address in there and sign up and get the free newsletter every week. Yep. And maybe you can be listener of the week
listener
sometime.
Of the week.
So check that out.
Absolutely. I think you're going to love it. And it's a free newsletter, folks. And we do, did some work on it. And really, there's a lot of great features in there that you're going to love, yep. Including Jim's weekly new release roundup. It's starting to be new release time again. January and Christmas are kind of dead periods, but new albums are coming out, so you want to get on that list.
A lot of new albums are coming out now.
Yep.
There was like a dead period for about 2 months, and now all of a sudden everybody's releasing records. But anyway,
yep.
Let's get to these 2019 favorites. So we're going to start with a band called Control Top.
Okay.
And the song is Covert Contracts. All right, what'd you think?
Liked it. Had a really good Riot Girl swing to it.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Really punched you right in the gut. I can see. What did Paul say? It straightened his spine and cleared his sinuses out. Maybe I need to do that so I don't sniff so much.
I loved it, too. And I've, I'm another person who's had a chance to spend some quality time with Paul Trapp, who's just an amazing guy, and he is one of the gentlest, most kindest people you'll ever meet. But man, his taste in music is a little raucous. I mean, this thing, like, this really moves, and I love that super distorted bass in this song. That's the thing that really sort of like stuck out for me. That fuzz tone bass.
Yeah.
Really like pushed that thing along.
Like a drill. Really nice.
Yeah, good call there. Okay, I also want to say that when Paul was living out here in D.C. for a little while, he and I went to see the Nude Party together.
Yes,
that show.
That's right.
At DC9 And we had a blast, so that was really fun.
Fun to do that. And totally am interested in the band Space Skull. I remember when Paul went to see that, I think he texted us some pictures of it. But
yes.
Anytime anyone fires a chainsaw up during a rock and roll performance, that's a good thing.
So he sent us...
What could go wrong?
He sent us a Space Skull MP3.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm going to launch that right here. All right, that is called The Stab. Doing The Stab.
Nice.
And that sounds so Detroit. That's like the most really Detroit does. Sounding yep. thing ever.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Go see them in a backyard near you.
All right, very cool. So thank you for the call, Paul, and for all the nice words. That was really...
Yeah, amazing.
It was really great. Okay, let's move on to the next call.
Jim and Patrick, hey. Good afternoon. This is Trip Bacon calling in from Beaverton, Oregon, looking to contribute to the Songs of the Year discussion. 2019 was kind of a weird year for me in music. I didn't really find any or discover any new bands that really knocked my socks off. And records from old favorites didn't really satisfy, although in retrospect, the new album from Vampire Weekend, Father of Bride, eventually did appeal to me after many, many a listen. It's a bit overstuffed, but still a really great record. But I wanted to kind of move it back to what I think is the best song of the year. I had a couple of songs that were in contention, but I really think that Fear City from Sunflower Bean was my favorite song of the year. Sunflower Bean's a band that hasn't really always connected with me. I've bought their first couple of records. I generally think about a half of the record is good, and there's some other stuff that just doesn't really match up with what my tastes are. But I feel like this EP that they released earlier in the year, King of the Dudes, really coalesced their sound into something that I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going on. So Fear City is the track from that record that I think is fantastic. The vocals are front and center. The bass is there. And it's got a really catchy chorus. And it's just something that stuck with me all through the year. So I think that's my favorite song of the year, Fear City from Sunflower Bean. Anyways, glad to contribute again. Thanks again for all the work that you've done in 2019. Have a great 2020 and keep on rocking the suburbs.
Yeah.
Sunflower Bean.
Yeah, nice.
I like that band a lot.
Yeah, I like that band, and I didn't know they had an EP out called King of the Dudes.
Yeah, it's great. I mean,
Thank You Trip.
We once played the song Come For Me on one of the New Music episodes. Yes. I played that, and mm-hmm. that song is really great. It actually, that one, they released at the end of 2018, and then it ended up on the King of the Dudes EP, so that would also count as a 2019.
Yeah. That's true.
Song as well.
Yep. Yeah. Totally. But
I like them a lot, and one of the things I like about them is they don't really seem to be concerned at all with like trends or anything. They're just playing the music that they seem to love. Right.
That's cool. Yeah.
Their 22 and Blue album was one of my favorites of last year. I really like that album, and I think they're super fashionable. They're very New York, but I do feel like their music is kind of throwback.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got really great pop hooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Julia has a great voice. The guitarist is pretty good. And as I understand it, this EP was, I think I read somewhere, their attempt to be like more aggressively political with the situation, you know, and sort of like, the, you know, the King of the Dudes song. And there's another, what was the other one you mentioned?
Come For Me.
Yeah. I mean, there's some really aggressive, there's some feminist messages in there, and there's some like political messaging. And I think that they are sort of moving in a different direction with this EP. And yeah, I'm a big fan. I like these guys a lot too.
Very good. All right. Call number three.
Hello, guys. Ken Wadsworth in Shelbyville, Kentucky. Got my album of the year. Is one that I have not heard mentioned, at least on this side of the pond, very often. And I've seen actually relatively few reviews. But the album of the year that I played the most by a long, long margin is Sam Fender. His album is Hypersonic Missiles. Fantastic guy. If you ever wondered what would happen if Brandon Flowers from The Killers fronted the E Street Band, you might be in the ballpark. Again, keep up the good work.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch some movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. Tensions out the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask a thing.
A lot of big swells in
that
song.
Yeah, there really was. Yeah. And some big, big statements and strings of lyrics. Really interesting. Thanks to Ken for this. I'm going to be checking this out. It's an interesting, evocative comparison of Brandon Flowers fronting the E Street Band.
Yes.
I really like the way he put that.
Yeah.
Even had some saxophone in it. And I'm not a big fan of sax, but I really liked how they worked that sax in. It was really sort of, it was a kind of tasteful and not over the top. I like that.
Yeah. Well, as Rob Lowe said in St. Elmo's Fire, do you believe in premarital sax? Because he played sax in that band.
He did, yes. Let's move on.
Okay. Right.
Happy New Year, Suburbs Pod. It's Joe Trzynski calling from the Toronto suburb of Mississauga, Ontario, here in Canada. I could be calling in again here at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, gushing over Sam Fender's release, Hypersonic Missiles. That would have been my second consecutive year gushing over Sam Fender as my song of the year, so I decided to do something a little bit different this year. And this year I am going with my favorite Canadian song of 2019. And that would go to Hold Me Like a Fire from Calgary's Ruben in the Dark. The song was released in February of 2019. It was a song that Ruben in the Dark had frequently played live prior to that, and it was a bit of a fan favorite, so much so that if you watch the video to the song, you'll see a 70-fang choir singing the chorus, so it's kind of neat. Lead singer Ruben Bullock, in an interview, said that the song is about dealing with finding comfort in things that confuse you, coming to peace with things that you don't understand. If you're not familiar with who Ruben in the Dark are, as I indicated, they are Canadian. They're an indie folk band that had that released their third album this year called Unloved. It came out in October. It did not contain Hold Me Like a Fire. The lead singer from lead single from Unloved was called The Rising. The Unloved album was co-produced by Ruben in the Dark as well as Marcus Packen of The National and Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene. For some reason, and I don't know why, I've tried to research this and I can't find out why, but all the titling on the Unloved album, everything's in lowercase. So it's a mystery to me, but I'm sure they have a reason behind it. A couple other things about Ruben in the Dark. In 2019, if you saw the movie, the Breaking Bad movie El Camino on Netflix, you would have heard their song Black Water from their 2014 debut album, Funeral Sky. More about Ruben in the Dark, if I really encourage you to listen to their cover of the Tragically Hip's Bob Cajun, which came out in 2018. But this is not about any of those songs or, you know, trying to pump up Ruben in the Dark. This is about Hold Me Like a Fire, so I encourage you to give Hold Me Like a Fire by Ruben in the Dark a listen to, and remember to listen to Rockin' the Suburbs every day.
I am not my words, I am not my song. These words are my skin, and the song is my own. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Well, you told
hold me like a fire, hold me
that
like
no
a
man
river.
Is a mountain.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river.
And you told
hold
me
like a fire, hold
that
like
no
a
man
river.
Is the sea.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like
and
a
you
river.
Said love
hold me like a fire, hold me
it's
like
a dangerous
river.
Thing.
Hold me like a fire.
If you
like
get too close,
hear
her sing, hear her sing, sing.
Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. You hold me like a fire, hold me like a river. Hold me like a fire, hold me like a river.
Tell me there's a child. Is her eyes to remember her dream and tell me there's a kid the father in me and closes his eyes to forget about his dreams, dreams. Oh, you
hold me like a fire.
All right, that's some pretty powerful stuff. Yeah.
Loved it, man. I personally think, love to hear what you guys think. When that technique is such a simple, powerful technique where everybody starts singing a chorus or a line together, and then the lead vocalist goes off while that line still continues in the background, it becomes such a neat rhythmic device. Not used enough, in my opinion, but I loved that.
That's really interesting. I guess I've never really thought about that before. That is a good technique.
I think it's so cool. Yeah. And not that many people use it, but it's just the human voice, like singing around, you know, like Ladysmith Black Mambazo or something.
Right.
But it's very powerful.
All right, cool.
Now, I will say one other quick thing. I love that he said that Reuben and the Dark do a cover of Bob Cajun by The Hip. But let me tell you, when you listen to that song, Bob Cajun, it will be stuck in your head for many weeks. Like, you have to be really careful with that song. And I just got it out about a month ago from listening to it from like the summer. I mean, it just sticks in your head.
Is that right?
It's so great. Yeah, it really is.
Cool. Well, thank you for the picks, everyone, today. Yes. But more listener calls tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Nick Scalera.
Thanks again, Nick. And we'll talk to everyone tomorrow. You are going to be on a Sam Fender.
Bender.
There you go.
You better get out of here on
excellent.
That
all right, let's go.